Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Ephesians chapter 2, the verses 11 to 22. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 to 22. You Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcised by the Jews, who call themselves the circumcised, remember what you were in the past. At that time you were apart from Christ. You were foreigners and did not belong to God's chosen people. You had no part in the covenants which were based on God's promises to his people, and you lived in this world without hope and without God. But now, in union with Christ Jesus, you who used to be far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For Christ himself has brought us peace by making Jews and Gentiles one people. With his own body he broke down the wall that separated them and kept them enemies. He abolished the Jewish law with its commandments and rules in order to create out of the two races one new people in union with himself, in this way making peace. By his death on the cross, Christ destroyed their enmity. By means of the cross, he united both races into one body and brought them back to God. So Christ came and preached the good news of peace to all, to you Gentiles who were far away from God, and to the Jews who were near to him. It is through Christ that all of us, Jews and Gentiles, are able to come in the one Spirit into the presence of the Father. So then, you Gentiles are not foreigners or strangers any longer. You are now citizens together with God's people and members of the family of God. You too are built upon the foundation laid by the apostles and prophets, the cornerstone being Christ Jesus himself. He is the one who holds the whole building together and makes it grow into a secret temple dedicated to the Lord. In union with him, you two are being built together with all the others into a place where God lives through his Spirit. Let us reflect on the theme Unity in Diversity, the heartbeat of the gospel. Unity in diversity, the heartbeat of the gospel. In the 21st century, the global church faces significant challenges related to mission, spirituality, evangelism, and theology. Instead of forming a global village, nations have chosen isolation, with slogans like America First and Brexit influencing worldwide sentiment. This trend towards separation impacts the church across denominations, causing internal divisions over doctrines, liturgy, ordination, immigration, human sexuality, and various social injustices. Amidst these struggles, the message of unity in Ephesians 2:11 to 22 stands as a powerful reminder. The essence of Paul's message in Ephesians is the celebration of unity in diversity, which lies at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. This theme resonates with the psalmist's call to dwell together in unity, highlighting the beauty and majesty of a community unified in purpose. The gospel, Paul writes, is strong enough to unite nations, ethnic groups, tribes, and genders into a new community rooted in faith in Jesus Christ and powered by the Holy Spirit. Today's global church, much like the circumcised Jews and Gentiles of Paul's time, faces boundaries defined by capitalism, technology, and military power. These forces often coerce less powerful nations into conforming to the worldviews of more dominant ones. This dynamic creates a modern parallel to the division between Jews and Gentiles, where unity in Christ is overshadowed by worldly divisions. My dear friends, the new humanity created through Jesus' death and resurrection calls for a relationship of peace and reconciliation between diverse groups. The 21st century church is summoned to dismantle walls of hostility and live together in harmony, fulfilling God's covenant with humanity. This call extends beyond ecclesiastical boundaries to include all people, promoting unity and peace. In a world where barriers of exclusion and walls of hostility are being constructed, the message of Ephesians is more urgent than ever. The church must become advocates for peace, reconciliation, and social justice, reflecting Jesus' life and teachings. This requires involving or moving beyond rigid orthodoxy to embrace orthopraxis, living out the principles of servanthood and discipleship modeled by our Lord Jesus Christ. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can the modern church actively promote unity and diversity within its communities and beyond? Number two, what practical steps can individuals and congregations take to embody the message of reconciliation and peace in their lives? Heavenly Father, guide us to live out the unity and diversity that your gospel proclaims. Help us to break down walls of hostility and embrace one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. May our lives reflect the transformative power of Jesus' death and resurrection, and may we build a community that honors your vision of unity. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.